Parsha starts off with Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai lemor. That Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, and then it goes on to give the halachot of Shemitah and Yovel. That's the beginning of the parasha. Rashi's famous comments at the beginning, Ma'inyan Shemitah etel Har Sinai, v'alo kol mitzvot dimer b'Sinai. Rashi wonders why specifically mention, once again, that Moshe spoke to Hashem, and Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, and these are the halachot that were given. Any of the halachot were given at Har Sinai, all of them were. Elamah Shemitah ne'emru kalotea upratotea v'dikdukea m'Sinai, rather, Rashi explains, based on the Midrash, that the lesson is that just like Shemitah was given with all of its details and all of its general principles at Sinai, all the other mitzvahs were as well given with all of its general details and its particular details at Har Sinai. So Rashi says, what does this mean? Yerali shikach perusha. Lefi shelo matzinu shmita karkaot kshenishnet barvod moab yishnet Torah. Lamadnu shekloteo petoteo kulan nemru misinai. Because elsewhere, when it's mentioned that shmita was taught in Arvod Moab, we find that with shmitat karkaot, some of the details are not mentioned by Arvod Moab. So over here, we find out that everything was really given at Har Sinai. That's the gist of Rashi's words. Now, there are those who argue with Rashi, and I guess the Midrash, and explain differently what was given at Har Sinai, what was given at Arvot Moav, whether it was all given at the exact same time. But I'm more interested in why Shemitah specifically was chosen for this lesson. And I saw a few different explanations for this. Our Chaim says that because Shemitah relates to Eretz Yisrael, we're supposed to learn that Eretz Yisrael was given as a matanah to Bnei Yisrael on condition that they keep all the klalim and the diktukim of the Torah. It's a matanah that is the contingent on us keeping the Torah, and which was given at Har Sinai. So the Kli Yakar says a different answer. He says something very interesting, apropos of the time period that we're in right now. He says that you had 49 days from Yitziat Mitzrayim until Har Sinai, and we count those days in increments of 7. And you also have 7 Shemitot, which are 7 years each, that lead to the Yovel, which is in the 50th year. And the Kli Yakar, basically, in a word, says that the idea is that after 7 Shemitot, we enter into Yovel, when the entirety of Eretz Yisrael becomes like Har Sinai. Just like Har Sinai was not touchable, it belonged to Hashem, we couldn't touch it, we certainly couldn't work it, we couldn't do anything with it, it was totally kadosh on the day of the giving of the Torah, so too the entirety of Eretz Yisrael becomes like a form of Har Sinai in the year of Yovel, accompanied with the blowing of the shofar on Yovel, just like there was a blowing of the shofar on Har Sinai. Yom Tov, Shavua Tov.